When telling your story, it's hard to be relatable to everyone. Unless... What's up, everybody? This is Chuck West, and welcome back to the Anime Storytelling Podcast. A very special welcome to our first-time listeners. This is the podcast in which we discuss how anime, anime music, and everything else in between teaches us to become better storytellers. The music you hear in the background is the opening theme to a new anime, just came out this season, called Cells at Work. And man, I gotta tell you, it might be the most relatable anime ever. Why do I say this? Well, it's an anime about you. And that's a quote that I took directly from the intro to the show. They say this show is about you. No matter who you are, it is about you. Now, how can that be? How could one anime be relatable to everyone? Well, Cells at Work is about your cells. The cells in your body. The cells that keep your body functioning, that carry oxygen throughout your body. The cells that fight against any sickness, any disease, or germs that enter your body. We've all been sick. We all have cells. So there you have it. What better way to relate to everybody than to have an anime about something that everybody has on the inside? As anime fans, we always, almost always knew that what's on the inside tends to matter a lot more than what's on the outside. Don't get me wrong. I want to look good just as badly as you do on the outside. But if you're dead on the inside, literally, what you look like on the outside doesn't matter. Sorry, pretty folks. Of course, I'm talking to you and myself at the same time when I say that. Now, I say that this anime is relatable to everyone. This doesn't necessarily mean that it will be likable to everyone. This anime is a blend between violent and bloody, because white cells and T cells and macrophages and other cells are fighting bloody battles against bacteria. And it blends that with the cutesy big eye anime. And when I say cute, I mean it can get really cute. They personify a lot of the cells that are in our body, and when they personify the little platelets that look like little kids, they are just adorable. The adorable little platelets that can help you when your flesh has been cut. They basically make scabs, long story short. They do other things too. But the way they personify all these different characters, be they the new girl in town with one of the red blood cells, the very somber white blood cells, or at least the main white blood cells, very somber. Not sad, but just very serious. The guy who doesn't seem to have emotions, but can still kick your fucking ass. Then you've got the T cells who are really macho and will kick ass very quickly with their fists. The white blood cells tend to use knives. Then the macrophages with their giant axes. They have the cute young lady appearance, but their giant axe will slice the shit out of any disease that comes their way. There are many other cells too, but I don't want to spoil too much. If you're not into the whole cutesy thing, this anime may not be for you. If you're not into blood, this anime may not be for you. But let's be honest, we're anime fans. A lot of us are into blood. But one tip that we can take away from this anime about storytelling is when we tell our story, if we want to bring in a wide following, we gotta think about something that everybody goes through and everybody deals with. And everybody has to deal with germs. Even if we're not thinking about germs, we don't always think about sickness, but sickness comes. And when it does, it's what's on the inside that counts, literally. And that is why Cells at Work is an anime that will be relatable to everyone. The more people our story can relate to, the more attention our story will get, and the more memorable it will be. That's all for now, guys. Catch y'all next week with more great storytelling tips. And of course, as always, we'll be talking about our favorite thing, anime. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.